Five crewmen had to be rescued after their fishing vessel ran aground on Afognak Island this morning. The Coast Guard dispatched a helicopter after a second vessel relayed the ship's distress signal. From Kodiak, KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
The 86-foot Midnight Sun reportedly ran aground 36 miles northwest of Kodiak, but was unable to reach the Coast Guard's communication station by radio. Fortunately, the Sea Warrior was nearby and relayed Midnight Sun's distress call.
Position 58217315300037. We have a boat on the beach. The Midnight Sun is on the beach.
Coast Guard spokesman Petty Officer David Mosley says the Sea Warrior's assistance proved decisive.
Due to the diligence of the crew of the Sea Warrior who relayed the Mayday call, the Coast Guard was able to respond and rescue those five fishermen. If it hadn't been for that relay of the Mayday call, we may never have known that they were out there in need of assistance.
How many persons on board the vessel, over?
There are five people aboard that vessel. They are grounded, and our on-scene weather right now is 45 knots northwest wind. Combined sea and swell approximately 18.
The mishap occurred in Molina Bay off of Afognak Island. Gale warnings are in effect for nearby Shelikov Strait today, with westerly winds forecast to blow in excess of 40 knots. Mosley says Air Station Kodiak was able to send help, and the helicopter was on scene at 1:38 a.m. this morning.
From that mayday, the Coast Guard launched one of our MH-60 Jayhawk helicopters from the airbase there in Kodiak. They flew to the fishing vessel and safely rescued all five crew members from on board the fishing vessel.
The five men rescued were taken to Kodiak Air Station, and no injuries were reported. Four of the men have been identified as Kodiak residents. They are Francisco Jackson, Clint Parks, Michael Hintz, and William Kingery. A fifth man, Levi Russell, was listed as address unknown. The Midnight Sun was reportedly working a cod opener and carrying about 6,000 gallons of diesel fuel. It's not known whether its steel hull has breached or spilled any fuel.
Now that the rescue has been accomplished and completed, and those five fishermen safely brought home, the Coast Guard will be working with the state of Alaska and the owner of the vessel to look at salvage efforts, any type of cleanup efforts that need to be taken care of, and to do an investigation into what exactly occurred.
It's not the first time the Midnight Sun has run into trouble. In 2004, it collided with the 85-foot wooden-hulled Rolfi in Whale Passage, north of Kodiak Island. There were no reported injuries in that incident, and both ships were able to make it back to port. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.